Shalom to all. Today's daf is the very last daf of Maseches Makis, daf Chaf Daled, and we're starting Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, about four lines off from the bottom, by the two dots with the words Darsh Rav Simloi. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Oliyah. And the Gemara tells us Darsh Rav Simloi, Rav Simloi Darshan as follows: Sheish Meis V'Shalosh Yisrael Mitzvahs Nemru Loi L'Moshe. There were 613 mitzvahs told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalosh Meis V'Shishim V'Chamesh Lavim Kaminyan Moshe Chama. 365 Lavin Loi Sases, do not do this. And those correspond to the days of the sun. That's because every single day of the year we're commanded don't do these. And Masayim Arbaim Ushmana essay and 248 essays that you should yes do this. Can I get a Varshal Adam corresponding to the limbs of a person? Every single limb and part of a person tells him do this mitzvah. And Rav Nuna tells us micro. What's a pasuk that supports this? Here's the famous pasuk. It's the first thing you're supposed to teach a kid when he starts talking. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Mayrasha. Moshe commanded us the Torah. It's a Mayrasha and Torah Gematria. The numerical value of the word Torah is Chafdan Amar Alf on top. Shis Me'avachad Srehava 611 and Anochi V'loyeh Lecha. The first two last Sarah Sadibrois Mipi Hagvuru Shamanum. Those were heard directly from Hashem, so 611 plus 2 is 613. So now we know that we have 613 mitzvahs that we have to perform to the absolute very best of our ability. However, says the Gemara, but David v'midin al chasisrei, David HaMelech came and he established them to be 11. Now that doesn't mean that David HaMelech took away 602 of the mitzvahs and said you only have to keep 11. He just realized that with Yiritz HaDairus, as we went down in generations and it was more challenging for us and we simply weren't on the level to be able to take on all the mitzvahs and do them 100%. So therefore he said, you know, these 11, if you're able to keep to these, then you're definitely going to be a Ben Olam Haba. In English, that's what we say. This is a great start. Focus on these. And where do we get this from? So we have a few psukim at Tehillim, Perek Tezvav. The chesiv, it says, Mizmel David, Hashem, mi yogar ba'alecha, mi yishkai ma'arkachecha, ha'ilich tamim ha'payal tzedek, v'dayver emes bo'vavai, lo'y ragal l'shaynoi, lo'y asal re'u ra, v'cherpa, lo'y nasal k'roivai, nivze ba'in av nimas, v'zira Hashem mi'chabed, nishba lahara, v'lo'y yomir, kas ba'lein asa m'neshech, v'shaychar al-naki lo'y lakach. And then these psukim conclude, oy se'ele, lo'y yimait la'aylam, one who does these will never falter, he won't fail. And that's what we have to be focusing on, all these things we just mentioned. So now we take them one by one. Number one is Hoylech Tamim, which means to walk with perfection or innocence. We know that when a person is a Tam, they have a certain level of innocence to them. And Zeh Avram is referring to Avram. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Hishalch Lefanai Ve'ei Tamim, walk in front of me and be a Tamim. So that's number one, a person should be a Tamim. Number two, Payal Tzedek, works righteously, Kigayin Abichilkyo, like Abichilkyo. He was a grandson of Chani Amagel, was known to be a big Tzedek, and he was an extremely honest worker to the extent that when the Chachamim came to him to ask him to daven for rain, he didn't even respond to their greetings. So as not to waste his employer's time. That's called working righteously. Number three, V'dayver Emes L'Vavai, speaks truth in his heart. Kigan Rav Safra, this is like Rav Safra, he was once saying Shman, and someone offered to buy something from him for a particular price. He couldn't respond because he was davening, and so the person kept on raising the price, but when he finished, he accepted the original one with explanation that that's what I had in mind earlier when you mentioned it the first time, and that's considered being Diver Emes B'Vavai. Number four, Loi Ragal Shonai, which means doesn't have Lashon Hara or bad speech on his tongue, is a Yaakov, and he's referring to Yaakov. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, when his mother told him to go act as Esav, his brother, in order to get the brachas from Yitzchak, he said, Ulayim Sheni Avi, perhaps my father is going to feel me, and I'm going to be like a deceiver to him. So Yaakov didn't want to deceive, and that's what a person should be like. Number five, Loi Asal Reu Ra, one that doesn't do his friend wrong. This means, a person shouldn't go into his friend's business. If a guy opened up a shop, you shouldn't open up the same shop right near him. There's many halachas governing this, but the general idea is, don't do bad to him and open up the same business as his, competing against him. Number six, he has not caused disgrace to his relatives. This is somebody who brings his relatives close. He's makar of them, and that way disgrace doesn't happen to him. Number seven, nivze be'in of nimas. He's disgusted before the one who is disgraced. Zeh Chizkiyo HaMelech. This is referring to Chizkiyo HaMelech. Shegir atzma yisav v'mita shachavalim. He dragged the bones of his father on a bed of ropes. His father was a terrible oved varzara, and it were to partially mechaper for him and to not give him covet after he died. And instead of carrying him in a nice aron, he dragged his body on the floor on a bed of ropes. Number eight, v'zir Hashem michabed. He honors those who fear Hashem. Zeh yoshafat melchi Yehuda. This is referring to Melchi Yoshafat. When he saw Tam Chacham, he was standing from his throne, and kiss him. And call him as follows, Rebbe, Rebbe, Myri, Myri. Number nine, Nishbal Hara V'lo Yamir, one who swears to do bad, and he doesn't back out from that. This is Rabbi Yechon, just like Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon used to say, I'm going to fast until I get home. He said this for a particular reason, and really the Shavua wasn't Chal, but still, he didn't go back on it. So the idea is, don't go back on your word, even though technically you're allowed to. Number 10, Kasbel Enosam Neshach, he doesn't give his money for interest, and this afil beribus avikachavim, even lending a non-Jew with interest, that's totally permitted, but he still doesn't do that because he might end up taking interest from a yid. And number 11, v'shaychan al naki loy lakach, doesn't take a bribe from the innocent or from the clean, kigun Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, just like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, his sharecropper once brought him his due a day early, explaining that he has din taira, and even though he rightfully was allowed to take it, he didn't because he viewed it as a form of shaychad. So that's like taking shaychad from somebody innocent, meaning he's allowed to do it, but he doesn't do it anyway. And Ksivit says about these, whoever does Dazis will not falter, will not fall, and therefore that's a proper way to act. Now, when Rav Gamliel Magil Mikra Azeh, when Rav Gamliel used to come to his pasuk, Hayabaychi would cry. Amar, he would say, Manda Avalulukulu Hudla Yimait, a guy who does all these, so he's not going to falter and fall. Achad Minayu Yimait, but if he only does one of them, then he will fall, and it's very difficult to hold to this. So Amrulay, they told him, Miksev Isay Kal Eile, does it say, whoever does all of these, Isay Eileksev, it says, one who does these, which means, Afilu Bechad Minayu, even if a person does just one of these, he's in a good place. The Latemach, if you don't say that, Oksev Kachrino, another pasuk regarding Arayas tells us, Al Tatam Bechal Eile, don't become tummy with all these, Hasam Nami Hanege Bechal Eile, Hude Mitma Bechad Minayu Loi, doesn't mean that if a person does all the Arayas, then he's over the pasuk, but if he only does one of them, then it's not a problem, obviously not. Alav Ba'achas Mikal Eile, it means even if a person is over one of the Arayas, he sells the pasuk telling him, Al Tatam Bechal Eile, Hachanami, so too over here, Ba'achas Mikal Eile, even if a person just does one of these 11 things that we mentioned, he also will not falter and fall. Now, by Yishayo Navi came along, Vemidin Al Sheish, and he consolidated them to 6 because he realized that people weren't even holding on the level of 11. Tichsev, the pasuk says, Hailach Tzakais, Vidav Mesharim, Mais Bebetza Maashkais, Nayar Kapav Mitmaich Beshechad, Aitem Azim Mishmaya Damim, Vaitem Einav Meres Berah. Now we explain these. Number 1 is Hailach Tzakais, Walk to the Righteousness, Ze Avram Avinu, referring to Avram. Tichsev, because the pasuk says, Kiyadat Vilman Asher Yitzav Vagaymer, and really we have to read the whole pasuk inside. It says in the pasuk, Kiyadativ, for I've loved him, Laman Asher Yitzav as Bonav as Besoy Achrav, because he commands his children and his household after him, Vishamru Derech Hashem, that they keep the way of Hashem, Lasai Sedaka Umishbat, doing righteousness and justice, Laman Havi Hashem al Avram, Esa Sher Diber Olav. So we see from here that Avram Ravinu had this Midah of Tzidkos, of righteousness, and so that's number 1. Number 2, Vidaiver Mesharim, one who speaks with fairness or straightness, Veshe Ene Maknet Pnei Chaver Barabim, this is referring to a person who doesn't embarrass his friend in public. Number 3, Mais Bebetza Maashkais, one who is repulsed by dishonest gain, Gunner Mishmal Ben Elisha, this is an example of this. There was a Yid who used to bring a different Kayin, his Rashis Hagez, the first shearings that belonged to a Kayin, and once he brought it to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha because he had it in Torah, and Rabbi Shmuel felt this was considered taking something that rightfully belonged to somebody else, and so he was Mayes Bebetza Maashkais, he felt like this was dishonest gain. Number 4, Noyer Kavav Mitmech Meshaychad, one who shakes his hand from taking a bribe, Kigan Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, we mentioned this before, that his sharecropper brought him his share earlier on because he wanted to get it in Torah by him. Number 5, Oitem Azna Mishmuel Bedamim, one who closes his ears from hearing blood. What does this mean? Deloy Shalom Bezilusa that serve Mirabana Veshasig. It means not hearing the degradation of a Talmud Chacham and being quiet. Dumb is like when a person gets embarrassed, so the blood drains from his head. It means he closes his ears from hearing it, meaning he doesn't allow it to happen. He always protests if someone says something negative against a Talmud Chacham. Kigan, for example, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, that after he died, his wife saw a worm crawling out of his ear. She thought his body was decomposing, and he came to her in a dream and told her, no, that's just a punishment that I received for not standing up for a Talmud Chacham who was once embarrassed. And number 6, Va'aitzim Einam Merez Bera, one who closes his eyes from seeing bad, like him, this is referring to a person who doesn't look at the women while they're washing clothing by the river and their legs are uncovered. Uksiv, and the pasuk says afterwards, "Hu miramim yishka in v'gaimer, he shall dwell on the heights." So we see these are the 6 things that a person should focus on. Now, Bam Micha, Micha Navi came along, v'midin al shalosh, and he consolidated them to 3 because there was even more. You read the sederis and became even more challenging for people, and they weren't able to do even 6. Say the pasuk says, "Higid l'cha adam matoiv, he has told you, man, what is good. Umashem darish mimcha, what does Hashem want from you? Ki masois mishpat, to do justice, va'avas chesed, to love kindness, va'tznei leches and Hashem lekecha, and to walk humbly with Hashem your God. Asois mishpat, what's this referring to? Zehadin. This refers to just carrying out proper judgment. Ahavas chesed, zekmilas chesedim, is doing chesed. Va'tznei leches, walk humbly with Hashem. Zehaitzas hames v'achnasas kala. This referring to a levaya, bringing out a mace, and achnasas kala, which is rejoicing with a bride. And it's dafka these two being referred to in the pasuk, because in Koheles it says toiv leches el beis evel mi leches el beis mishta. So use this word leches, and this pasuk uses the word hatznei leches. We see specifically we're referring to a levaya and a chasna, and v'lo dvarim kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma dvarim she'ein darkon la'asayisim b'tzina, just like things that we usually do not do quietly and in private. Chasanas and levayas are usually very loud things. Nonetheless, Amar Torah, the Torah says v'tznei leches, that a person should do them humbly and with as much sneis as possible. Dvarim she'darkon la'asayisim b'tzina, things that people usually do b'tzina, alachas kamo kamo, for sure a person should be careful. Now Chaz Yishayo v'midin al shtayim, Yishayo came back. Originally he consolidated them to 6, and now he said that it's only 2. Shemar the pasuk says Koyam Hashem Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah. That's it. And then Ba'amos, Amos Hanavi came along, V'midin al Achas, he said it's just 1. Shemar the pasuk says Koyam Hashem al Beis Yisrael, so says Hashem to Beis Yisrael, Dirshuni V'chiyu, seek me and live. And that's it. However, Maskel Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he asked on this, Ema, why didn't I say that the pasuk means Dirshuni B'chal HaTayr Kula, that you should darshan me in the whole Torah, and that's a very tall order, that's 613 mitzvahs, it's not just 1. And therefore the Gemara concludes, Halabach HaVakuk V'midin al Achas, HaVak Hanavi, he came and said it's just 1. Shemar the pasuk says V'tzadik B'munasa Yichya, a tzadik lives through his emunah in Hashem, and that's the main focus. And Rav Yitzchak Hanina, he says, Arbek Zeres Gazer Moshe Rabbeinu al Yisrael, there were four gzeiros that Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser on the Yidden, and Bo Arba Nevim, the four Nevim came along, Ubetalom, and they revatal these gzeiros. Moshe Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vayishkan Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov, the Yidden will dwell securely alone, which means by themselves with no one bothering them, only when it's ein Yaakov, when there's people like Yaakov Avinu, when we're on a very high level and we have great Talmid Chacham and Tzadikim like Yaakov. But then Bo Amos Ubetalom, Amos came to revatal that. Shemar says the pasuk, Chadana, hold back Hashem, mi Yaakov Yaakov v'goymer, how will Yaakov survive? And really the pasuk continues, Kikatainu, because he's small. Basically, Amos was saying that we don't have people on the stature of Yaakov, and so we can't be held to Moshe Rabbeinu's standard. Uksevin Apostle says, Nicham Hashem al Zois v'goymer, that Hashem gave in, he agreed regarding this, so we see that Amos was successful. Number two, Moshe Amar Moshe said, Uvagoyim Ahim lois hargia, that you will not become among the nations, meaning when we're sent into Galus, it will not be good for us. But then Ba Yirmiyah v'Amar Yirmiyah Navi came along and said, Haloich largia Yisrael, that go bring rest to the Yidden when they're in Galus. Number three, Moshe Amar Moshe said, Paiket Avin Avis Albanim, that he visits the sins of the fathers onto the sons, meaning kids will be punished for their father's sins. But then by Yecheskel Bitlo, Yecheskel came along and was mivatel that. He said, Hanevesh HaChaitasi Tomos, the one who sinned, he will be punished, and one is not going to be punished for the sins of their fathers. Number four, Moshe Amar Moshe said, Vavatem Bagayim, which basically means you're going to be lost forever among the Goyim. And then by Yishayov Amar, he came along and said, Vahayu Bayamah, who will be on that day, Yitaka Bashar Vagadal Vagaymer, there's going to be a great blast to the Shofar. The pasuk continues, Ubohu Oivdim Eretz Ashur, and the Oivdim, they're going to come back from Ashur, which means they're not going to be lost forever, and they're going to come back. And Rav says, Mistafina Mehakra, I'm afraid of this pasuk, Vavatem Bagayim, that you're going to be lost among the Goyim, you're not going to come back. But the Maskevar Papa of Papa asked him, why would you be afraid of that? Dilma Kaved HaMispakeshes. Maybe it means we're going to be lost, but we're going to be searched out. Like when you lose something precious, you go look for it. The pasuk says, "To isik se oved, I strayed like a lost sheep, ba'kesh avdecha, seek out your servant." So why would you be afraid of the pasuk? You're right, it's not going to be a good matzav in Galus, but Hashem's going to seek us out and help us. El rather, we save it the cross from the end of the pasuk that says, "Va'achla eschem eretz avechem," that the land of your enemies is going to consume you, which means that's it. Once you're sent to Galus, there's not going to be any hope for you. However, Maskel Rav Zutra, he asks on this, "Demal kachilas kishum edluim." Maybe the lashon of achila of consumption is like kishum edluim, gourd and cucumbers and things like that, which some of them are eaten and some of them are left on the vine. And therefore, even with this pasuk, we can understand that perhaps we're going to be saved from Galus. And Ukvar Hayurim Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Malchim Baderach, they were going along the way. Vishamu Kail Hamayna Shal Raimi Palta, and they heard the sound of the masses in Rome from the plaza or the palace, two different girsais, Berichuk Mev Asr Mil. They heard this noise 120 mil away. Vishilu Baichin, they started crying. Rabbi Kiva Masachik, Rabbi Kiva started laughing. Amr Lai, they asked him, Bnei Matam Masachik, why are you laughing? Amr Lahem, so he asked them, Bnei Matam Baichin, why are you crying? Amr Lai, so he told him, Gaim Halalu, Shim Shtachim, Latsam, Katan, Lavois Kachavim, these Gaim, they bow down to idols and they bring incense for Avodah Zarah, Yoshim Betach, Vahashkate, they're sitting and dwelling securely and in tranquility, Vaanu Besadim Ragle, the Kenu, and us, the house, which is the footstool of Hashem our God, obviously referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Sarf Ba'ish, it's burnt in fire, Chaftan on the Beis on top of Lane, Ivke, we shouldn't cry. So Amr Lai, he told them, Lakachani Mitzachik, that's why I'm laughing, because Umal Ivar Tzonekach, if this is what people receive when they're Ivar Hashem's Ratzon, Loiser Tzon, Lachas Kamavakama, for sure people are doing Hashem's Ratzon, which is us, we're most definitely going to get even greater things than them, you just have to wait for it. And Shov Pamachas Hoyo Oil Yushlaim, another time they're going up to Yushlaim, Kimishigil Har Tzoifim, once they got to Har Tzoifim, Karabig Dam, they tore the clothing, and Kimishigil Har Bias, when they got to Har Bias, Ro Shul Shayasim Bez Kachi Akachim, they saw a fox that was coming out of the Kesha Gadashim, his Chilhin Baichin, they started crying from Kim Mitzachik, and he was laughing. Amru Loi, they asked him, Mimne Matam Mitzachik, why are you laughing? Amru Lahem, so he asked them, Mimne Matam Baichim, why are you crying? Amru Loi, so they told him, Makam Shakasuv Bai, the place that about it it's written, Vahazar Karv Yumas, that if a foreigner comes close, he's going to die, referring to the Kesha Gadashim, and really the Makam Mikdash as a whole. Vahashav, and now Shulim Hilchu Bai, foxes are going in and out of it. There's a quote of a pasuk from Echa, how could it be that we've reached such a level? Vloy Nivkan, we shouldn't cry. So Amru Lahem, he told him, Kachani Mitzachik, that's why I'm laughing. The pasuk says, Vo'idali Edim Nemanim, and I'm going to bring trustworthy Edim for me, says Hashem, as Uriah Akain, Vezachar ben Yerechio, these two Nevi'im. Now, Vechima Inyan Uriah, Itzel Zachariah. Why do we have these two Nevi'im mentioned in the same Pasuk? Uriah and Zachariah. Uriah, Mikdash Rishon. Uriah was in the first base of Mikdash. He was Zachariah. Mikdash Sheni, Zachariah was in the second base of Mikdash. Ella must be Tal Kasim Nevasa Shal Zachariah ben Nevasa Shal Uriah. The Pasuk is taking the Nevuah of Zachariah and making it dependent on the Nevuah of Uriah. They're linked one with the other. But Uriah Ksev, by Uriah, it says, Lochem Beglalchem, therefore, because of you, Tzion Sadecharish Vegaimer, Tzion is going to be a plowed field and there's going to be terrible destruction. And Bezachariah says, O Yeshu Zakain Muskanis Bechavis Yushalayim, we will yet again see elderly men and women sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim. This is a beautiful pasuk. And Achalin Skyim Nevasa Shal Uriah says, Rabbi Kiva, before the Nevuah of Uriah was in the Skyim, Hayisi Mesiariah, I was afraid, Shalat Skyim Nevasa Shal Zachariah, that maybe the Nevuah of Zachariah is not going to be Mekoyim. Achshem Shaskyim Nevasa Shal Uriah. But now that I see the Nevuah of Uriah was fulfilled, because we see the destruction, Beadush and Nevasa Shal Zachariah Miskayemes. Now it's known that Nevuah of Zachariah for sure will be fulfilled. That's a great reason to be Mesachik. And Blashan Azeh Amrulai, in the following Lashan, they told him, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva, you have consulted. consoled us, Akivi have consoled us. Hadron al Khailu alaikin, Uslikalam Sechas Makais, Malasar finishing Mesechas together, just like we were Zakha to finish Mesechas Makais together. We should be Zakha to finish the entire Shas together. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mesechta, Mesechas Shavuos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.